Chapter 55. Following an uneventful night, one in which a patrol car was a constant presence at the entrance to the footbridge, Jesse made a stop at the town hall. He found Carter Hansen at his desk. "May I come in?" Jesse said. "I have no way of stopping you," Hansen said. "Thank you, Carter," Jesse said. "No thanks are necessary," Hansen said. "I'm grateful nonetheless." "People here like you, Jesse," Hansen said. "The outpouring of generosity is testament to that." "I'm speechless," Jesse said. "Then I'll understand when you don't say goodbye," Hansen said. Jesse smiled. Rather than leave the building, however, he stopped by Alexis Richardson's office and stuck his head in. "I heard," Alexis said, motioning for him to come in. "An unusual series of events," Jesse said. "Try not to overreact," Alexis said. "I had a thought, in case you're interested," Jesse said.
"And you wish to share it?"
"Only if you're interested."
"Okay, I'm interested."
"Will there be any acoustic acts?"
"I'm sorry?"
"Acoustic acts. Softer music," Jesse said.
"Why do you ask?"
"It's not polite to answer a question with another question," Jesse said.
"I didn't realize you placed such stock in grammatical formalities."
"We're drifting off point," Jesse said.
"Yes," she said.
"Yes, what?"
"Yes, there will be acoustic acts. Why?"
"If you were to schedule those acts for the end of the concert, and as a result greatly reduce the levels of the amplification system, you might just have a viable argument for a time extension."
"You mean if the speaker system was turned way down, we could play past 11 o'clock?"
"It's possible."
"How?"
"Because the 11 o'clock curfew rule was put in place so that the neighborhood would be spared the discomfort of loudly amplified music."
"And if the music was minimally amplified, we could play it beyond the curfew?"
"It would need to be closely monitored, of course. The noise levels in the adjoining neighborhoods would have to be negligible."
"And who would do the monitoring?"
"The police department."
"And you thought of this?"
"An epiphany."
"Why?"
"Because I'm the police chief. I take everyone's interests into consideration."
"Even mine?"
"Even yours." Alexis looked at him.
"Thank you, Jesse," she said.
"All in a day's work," he said.